And welcome back to the Tennessee Star Report. It is 7:18 a.m. We are joined on our newsmaker line right now by Congressman Mark Green, who represents the 7th Congressional District in Tennessee. He's a Republican. It's right now the minority party, but might change soon. Good morning, Congressman Green.
Hey, brother. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're always delighted to have you on. Crom Carmichael is here in studio as well. What's the big news that you're working on today, Congressman Green?
Well, you know, we've got a bill that I dropped this week. We've been working on this bill for a little over a year. And, you know, when I was in the state Senate, I kind of resolved we're going to get this Hall income tax repealed. I wanted to walk away from being in the state Senate and say, this is what I contributed, you know. And I try to do that everywhere I go. But in Congress, you know, looking for that sort of iconic big difference thing so I can walk away from being a congressman and say, I had a positive impact. I think this Western Hemisphere Nearshoring Act can be that. You know, before I go into that, though, I will say that I wrote a bill to try to bring manufacturing back to the United States. That bill is separate. It doesn't, you know, really impact this because we're talking about two different groups of businesses and manufacturing. But what the Nearshoring Act does is it uses Chinese tariff money to buy down loan rates from private investors to businesses that qualify. There's some criteria for these companies that are manufacturing in China, and it gives them a low-interest loan to move to Latin America. And what that does is it decouples us from China and the manufacturing there. It creates some opportunity in Latin America and hopefully decreases pressure on our southern border. So it's a win-win-win, and it addresses the manufacturing that, you know, based on the cost of labor, et cetera, can't necessarily move back to the United States.
What are the prospects of the passage of that bill?
They're pretty high. I've had multiple Democrats ask me if they could take the bill over, and that's a sign that says they like the bill too. So they've actually been involved in the process of writing the bill. I let Democrats take a look at it, be involved in some of the meetings. You know, when you're in the minority, you have to think out of the box to get solutions that, for me, always conform to conservative principles. So we're not using taxpayer dollars. I think, you know, Democrats would probably prefer to stick a bunch of taxpayer money in there, but we're not going to do that. But they're all about creating opportunity where to address the immigration issue. So from their standpoint, that's the plus there. For me, it's the let's decouple from China and decrease pressure on our southern border. It works. So a very powerful Democrat, Congressman Espiot, who was actually born in the Dominican Republic, is very much for the bill. So I'm going to drop it under my name. And if they ultimately say, okay, to get it passed, we have to change it to a Democrat, which is about the only way for it to pass, I'll be okay with that because for me, it's about making a difference. It's not about, you know, having my name on a bill.
Congressman, let me ask a question because when I look back at the infrastructure, the so-called infrastructure bill that was passed, there turned out to be about 10 or 15% infrastructure and the rest of it was special interest boondoggle stuff. But yeah. even within the infrastructure bill, it requires that all the money that is spent be spent with the prevailing wages, which are union wages, which really help the union shops. If you let Democrats take over this bill, what keeps them? I mean, you're going to have control of the ledger. You're going to be in the majority in less than a year. What keeps the Democrats from taking over your very good bill and sticking stuff in there that is pro-union? Because everything that they have done since Biden has been president, I mean, every single piece of legislation that they have passed, I don't care what it, or even that they've offered within the legislation, it forces people into unions. So what would keep the Democrats from taking your good bill and turning it into a bad bill and then saying, well, Mark Green loves this bill because he's the one that wrote it, but you didn't.
Yeah, so I have voted against bills that I sponsored.
Okay.
I mean, when they change it, if they change it to a point where I can't support it, then I'm off, right? So, and I have done that within the last 2 weeks. There was a dental bill, and they added some stuff to the bill that was, to me, just unacceptable. So I wound up voting no on a bill that I had been originally a sponsor on. So, they can amend any bill they want. They can turn around and steal the bill and just write their own. So that possibility you're describing can happen regardless of whether or not I drop the good idea, right?
Okay.
So what we'll do is fight that out in committee. And as long as it's with my name in the lead, I can always pull the bill, and then I can always vote no if they change it in a way. So the goal is to get and we've negotiated this stuff in the process. Look, I'm not giving on one of the parts of the bill is, you know, in Latin America there are infrastructure issues, and when a manufacturing company comes, they need a guarantee of power. So I have written into the bill that we can allow the thorium salt reactors, the small, you know, room size reactors, clean energy. Number one, they like that, and number two, they're made in Tennessee. So there's a bunch of wins there. They wanted to take it off. They're a little anti-nuclear, even though it's clean. But I said no. I mean, no, we're not going to do that, and we're keeping it on. So they were like, okay, well, that's fine. Will you change the word? I think they didn't like illegal immigration, so we changed it to, okay, I'll change it to immigration that violates the laws of the United States. Are you okay with that? Yeah, we're okay with that. I'm like, okay, well, I'm fine with that too. It accomplishes what I need. And so that kind of stuff has already happened on this bill, and I'm hopeful that it'll ride like it is.
Tell us a little bit about what you just said about the room size reactors. Are these mini nuclear reactors that I've been reading about?
Yeah, absolutely. They're thorium salt, so they can't be turned into a weapon, it's a really clean source of energy that, you know, absolutely will meet the needs of these manufacturing companies.
How much power does a room-sized nuclear reactor generate?
1,000 houses.
Wow. Wow. That's fascinating.
Yeah.
Now, one other question for you. Wait, Mike, go ahead.
We got one political question for you. Are you ready?
Yeah, always.
Okay. You're being challenged by Odessa Kelly as a Democrat. She's, you know, an AOC pal, a Justice Democrat. She's called for the legalization. Her first act will be to, she tweeted, legalize marijuana.
You know, if you look at talk to State Farm if you want a good reason not to do recreational marijuana. The price of auto insurance in Colorado went up, like, I think it was 24% or something like that because of driving impaired. There's no way to assess chemically with a lab, because marijuana is one of those things that people in their bloodstreams, and, you know, I got to make sure I'm not talking too much like a physician, but the blood levels and the hair follicle levels and all that don't reflect the actual, impairment. So there's no way to assess. It would really be a physician's or a police officer, law enforcement officer's professional opinion.
One minute.
And that makes it really hard in the courts. So there's that piece of it. We don't really fully know the degree to which, we know that it is to some extent, but we don't know the number or percentage of people who smoke recreational marijuana that wind up gatewaying into other things, right? So there are tons of reasons not to do recreational marijuana. And I support medical research that looks at marijuana for example, cancer patients who are on drugs, chemotherapy that caused them to vomit. Supposedly it's a drug that protects against, marijuana can protect against hyperemesis in chemotherapy patients. Well, let's get the real data. The problem has been is the current classification of marijuana has kept the legitimate medical investigational review boards, the true good science from being done on this. And so I support changing its classification, perhaps even creating a special class that allows, you know, Vanderbilt to do a medical study. But I do not support recreational marijuana until we just have some other way of understanding both what its long-term impacts are for society and, you know, of course, impairment and things like that, because the costs, you know, I'm a freedom guy until your freedom impinges on other people's freedom.
Congressman Mark Green, thanks for joining us. Hey, we've been doing this show for almost 4 years now. You've not been in studio yet. You got to come in studio soon, downtown Nashville.
I will, brother. I will. All right.
All right. Mark Green, thanks so much. Hey, when we come back.
He's good.
It'll be time for Dr. K's Game Day Picks.